We've been asking you all morning what concerns you the most. We think that the Middleton injury is the biggest thing. We're still waiting to know what the time frame will be for Chris Middleton as they evaluate that knee injury. A lot of turnovers in these two games in this series. You know, again, I think part of it is all about expectations. We talk about how you set an expectation and oftentimes, like, you'll be disappointed. The expectation was, because the success that the Bucks had against the Bulls in the regular season, that they were just going to absolutely dominate here. And the Bulls were kind of like, nah, man, that's not in our script. That's not the plot we see. Plot twist, we're going to show up, we're going to play really aggressive, which they did, came out of the gate very strong, and then hit their shots. They did. I mean, and they played good defense against the Bucks as well. I wouldn't say that they frustrated Giannis because he still got his, but you could see that they definitely had a game plan for Giannis in this one. And it included the wall, which it so often does when it comes to defending Giannis. But they were just doing all of the other things right as well. And when some of your other guys don't hit their shots and have off nights, yeah, you're going to end up with a 114-110 result.
Yeah, I mean, they came close, you know, in terms of trying to fight back and win that game last night. But it's, man, to do without Chris, you got to hope it's not significant long term. I still think the Bucks are going to be able to beat the Bulls without Chris Middleton because Giannis and Drew are going to be good enough. Yes, Drew has to start playing better. Like, period, full stop, end of story. First two games were not very good for Drew Holiday. Just has to be better. But I think he will. I think he knows he's got to be more aggressive. Giannis has to be more aggressive. Lopez is going to be waiting there. Pat's going to shoot the ball better eventually. Like, he's not just going to continuously be 1-for-6 from three. So they're going to get this thing corrected. They're going to make the proper adjustments.
Gabe,
I just look back. What? What? It's one game, Chew.
You,
like,
don't think there's
game.
Any chance? I know, but hold on. If Middleton's out, you don't think there's – and they're on the road now. You don't think there's any chance they can go down 3-1?
There's no chance. There is zero chance they go down 3-1. Like, they could, they're probably going to come out of Chicago 2-2. They ain't going to go down 3-1, I promise you.
Ashy? I'm just saying, is there a chance? I'm not saying going to. Yes, there is a chance.
Yeah, and there's, like, a chance that, you know, I hit a hole-in-one when I go play golf today, but it's just not going to happen,
man. That'd be pretty
man.
Cool if you did. Well, why don't you think some good thoughts, Gabe? It could happen. You never know.
Well, yeah, like, I manifested Jason getting his identity stolen. You could manifest a hole-in-one.
Wait, you're trying to manifest your Bulls going up 3-1? Is that what you're doing to me right now?
I'm not saying anything, but I agree with Chewy.
All right, Gabe, hold on. Yeah. All right, is there any chance that the Pelicans beat the Suns without Devin Booker?
Not in the series, no. Like, the Suns are just going to be too deep.
Wow, you are like, you really love those home teams, huh?
What? No, I just really like good teams. Like, the Pelicans aren't an actual good team.
He's a toad for good teams.
Yeah, like, I mean, the Suns are just that much better. Like, yeah, the Pelicans were able to win a game.
Without Booker?
Without Booker, they still have Ayton. They still have enough depth on that roster that they're going to be able to beat the Pelicans. Like, the Pelicans don't have that outstanding superstar.
I want to take a bet so bad. I really do.
What
but
do you
I
want to bet
odds.
On?
What do you mean you
I
need
want to
odds?
Bet one of them loses the series.
Yeah, neither of them. Like, the Bucks and – so you're saying either the Bucks or Suns lose their series?
Yes.
Yeah, this first series? Because of the injuries.
Yeah.
You're assuming that the Bucks will be without Middleton, and you're assuming that the Suns will be without Booker.
Yes.
Like, so I look at, you should look at, remember when Giannis went down, we still thought the Bucks could beat the Hawks, and they did? Like, because the Bucks were still the better team, even without Giannis. It's very much the same, only the Pelicans are much worse than what the Hawks were last year.
Yeah, but the Suns have a fire to them because they lost last year in the championship. There's something real to the fact that, hey, we won it last year. You're just not as hungry, and you see it. You see how the Celtics play. You see how Miami plays, all right? I mean, the Bucks aren't blowing these teams out, even in game one.
But see, I think
if you're saying the Bucks are so much better than Chicago, and the point spread was 10.5, and they win by what? 1 or 3 or whatever it was?
They won by 5 in game 1. Then they lost by 4
last night. I mean, they should have won by 15.
But I think the biggest concern about that game being close to was that it gave the Bulls a taste of what it would take to beat the Bucks in game 2 and potentially for the rest of the series. I feel like the Bulls kind of set themselves a blueprint. And it was like, hey, this could work. Not only could it work, but the proof is in the pudding. We only lost by a couple of possessions here. So then you double down on what was working in game 1. Your guys hit your shots, which they did. I think it was like 43 of the Bulls' 63 points in the first half were DeRozan, LaVine, and Vukovic, right? So now your stars are hitting their shots. They double down defensively. They're able to, you know, like I said, use the wall in their favor to stop Giannis occasionally inside. And it just seemed like, hey, this is the blueprint to beating this Bucks team. And, oh, by the way, they might be without Middleton going forward. Like, if you're the Bulls right now, how are you not feeling like this is going exactly according to plan? Not that their plan was for Middleton to be hurt. I don't want it to seem that way. But you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, everything's coming up. What's the Millhouse? Everything's coming up Millhouse.
But not everyone has the mentality Giannis does, where Giannis would want to win the thing for the next 12 years. It just doesn't happen, you know? I mean, I go back to Super Bowl 32, right? Where was Reggie White? Where were you? Where were you? You know, and I'll say it over and over again. The reason we won 31 is because of our defense. The reason we lost 32 was because of our defense. I'm just saying it's a real thing. You know?
It is a real thing. Yesterday was one game. Middleton being out would be the biggest thing because, again, Chris Middleton's a really damn good basketball player who scored 40 points, 38 points, 38 points in key situations for the Bucks last year. But at the end of the day, the Bucks still have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's one of the best players in the league. And more often than not in the NBA, if you have the best player in the series, you're going to win that series. It's a long seven-game series. The Bucks still have time. They're going to bounce back on Friday night. I am not in panic mode yet.